on the 6th of March, he left for Bali, which is a preferred destination. It's obviously that the whole eat, pray, love thing. She comes back a rejuvenated person. However, she was due back on the 28th of March. And as we all know, on the 26th, the country went into lockdown. At the same time, Singapore had also closed the borders, which meant that she was stranded in Bali from March, with the possibility of, of having enough funds to tide her over until the 21 days had passed. I was thinking that, it was just going to be the 3 weeks. It wasn't really an issue, you know, it was just an extended holiday. And that week has now turned into 5 months. It's been quite a struggle. First of all, not knowing when she'll be able to come home, booking flights being cancelled. The heartbreaking thing was that there was a flight home on the 8th of May, which was for people from Thailand, people from Bali. However, she could not get on that flight because she suffers from high blood, and obviously her medication had run out. So when that runs out, all the symptoms seems like COVID symptoms, and they wouldn't get to fly like that. So she obviously missed that flight home on the 8th of May. And yeah, we've struggled for months after that. We booked a few flights. We've actually got new plane vouchers for flights that was booked and obviously can't fly or couldn't fly. And at the moment, she's in South Africa. She's in Johannesburg. She eventually got onto a Qatar flight with a help from a gentleman named Dale at Qatar, who actually helped us, because the week prior to that, she was booked on a flight. She got to the airport, she checked everything in, her baggage and everything, and as we're about to board, I think the flight was cancelled. So obviously, that was massive heartbreak, not just for myself, for our family here at home. She runs a business down here at an Educare, and she obviously couldn't keep her eye on the business. It was difficult. Her folks had to really, really put in a long slog. And obviously, it would have been closed. There was so much paperwork that they had to do to make sure the teachers got paid and all those things. And it's been a struggle, obviously, not just the six-hour time difference, but also not being able to physically be around the people that you need to talk to, like the mom and the dad and stuff like that. So it's been a hell of a journey. It's been a long slog. 5 months away from each other. I suppose it was really tough because obviously you miss your companion. You're going through something that you've never gone through before. Because I myself, I work for Kaluga, and well, I work on the Kaluga project. And with the airline being shut down, obviously there's no work for us either. So it's been a trying time, and we've lost quite a bit during this lockdown, and not being able to be together during this time for you, that model support. I mean, thank goodness for smartphones and WhatsApp and social media things that we could be in touch, you could, you know, try and be around each other, but sometimes all you need is a hug, and not being able to give someone that, that's painful. You know, I mean, all you want to do is support and tell them everything's going to be okay, but you yourself don't know what's happening, because, I mean, for 5 months, we didn't know when she's coming home.